Now, dear customers and friends, the Lean family would like to sincerely thank all our wonderful customers for your fantastic support over the last couple of years. Your loyalty, laughter and shared moments meant more to us than words can express. It's with a heavy heart we announced that the Club Gastro Bar will be closing its doors, with our final service taking place on Sunday the 19th of April. We're sorry to say we'll be serving our last creamy pint on this day. It's been a fantastic journey filled with great memories. We're incredibly grateful to each and every one of you who walked through our doors and made it so special. Thank you for being part of the journey. And that is the Lean family statement on the Club Gastro Bar Facebook page in Strand Street. That is the Kearns O'Reilly's GA Club Bar. And with me in the line to talk with this is publican Danny Lean. Danny, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me on the programme. And listen, tell me, I suppose, first of all, how difficult a decision this was to close the bar.
Good morning, Gerry. Listen, I thought about it for the last couple of months. It's a very tough trade to be in at the moment. And to be honest, I'm behind the bar all my life, and it's just time to take a bit of time for myself and my family. So I've decided not to renew the lease and go on to the next chapter in our lives.
Okay, when you say it's tough, how tough is it, and in what way has it changed?
Generations, like, I have a crew down there at the moment. I call them the Fine Wine Club. They come in every evening, they have their couple of sociable pints. It's more, to be honest, I'd say it's more to get out of the house and have a bit of crack with the boys. But these guys, now I'd miss them with a heavy heart. They're great guys, you know, made fabulous new friends over the years. But in hindsight, the generations are changing. The Gen Z crowd aren't drinking at all. They might go once or twice a month. They're all hitting the gyms, which look, it's a positive thing. It's a good step going forward for anybody with young kids. But I think the crack is slowly dying in the pub trade. You know, for years it was a place to go to meet, to bring your family, your grandkids, meet your nephews, nieces. But it's changing. A lot of drinking at home. It's just the culture's changing overall.
Yeah, it's a different business than it was. And the costs going up and the inflation hasn't helped, I'd imagine, Danny.
No, I mean, you're getting hit from every angle, no matter what way you look. If you're in the food, it's tough. If you're selling drink, it's tough. Staff are tough. Do you know what it is now? The weeks seem to be getting longer. You're working harder for less. Yeah. And it comes a time then, unless you actually own the building, do you know, it's a tough slog. And I've been very lucky over the years. I have brilliant staff, do you know. So I don't regret one single bit of it down there. I'm actually sad to go, but it's just time to move on now and take on the next chapter.
Yeah. Danny, where are the next generation of publicans coming from? Or will there be fewer of them? Fewer of you?
I'd say fewer of us, I'd say. Like, it seems to be a global trend. There's, like, if you look online, there's pubs closing every day. Just, you know, it's a lot harder than people think. People think you're in there and you're having great crack and you're just pulling pints, like, but you're up first thing in the morning, like, your 40-hour week could be an 80-hour week.
Yeah.
You know,
you're dealing with suppliers, you're trying to organise staff, you're working long hours, you're trying to get the food organised, you're dealing, obviously, with price increases. Price of a pint went up recently again, and it's gone up a lot over the last couple of years. All of those things have to be dealt with before you stand behind the counter.
I got an email 2 weeks ago. The first time I got an email, something came down in about a year and a half. It was butter, for some reason. Other than that, and then the next three emails, price increase, 5%, price increase, price increase. You know, every day there's something going up. And yeah, like, it's very hard to pass that on into the customer. Like, before, you could go 20 euros and you could get probably four pints. Going back 20 years ago, you'd probably get 5-6 pints in a taxi home.
Yeah.
Now you're lucky to get 3 points out of it. Do you know?
Yeah.
I think people even realise it when you're shopping now, like the price increasing, like before you fill a trolley for 150 euro, now it's probably 250 euros. Everything's just gone mad across the board.
Yeah. And that's before the current crisis has hit us, really. We have it at the pumps, but not really in the prices yet. So tougher times ahead, Danny. And that all goes then, it takes from the money people have for their socialising, which is where the pub comes in, whether it's for food or for a couple of pints, you know, on a Friday or Saturday night or during the week even.
Yeah, it does, of course. The only thing that might stand for our small, lovely little country is that people might go abroad this year over the rising cost, or they might spend the money at home. Do you know, they might go down to their local pub or holiday at home, which sometimes it works out better for us short term.
Yeah, Yeah, that might work, because the international travel might be getting more expensive with the shortage in aviation fuel. Danny, look, you've had five brilliant years just in Kearns and Rathlees, a big part of the club. I know it'll probably continue, and someone may well take on it to keep the club going from that point of view, but you've enjoyed your time.
I had a great time. Hopefully not the doors won't stay shut for too long, but I know we had a magic journey, even through. I took it over during lockdown, and just to see the smile in people's faces, being able to get out of their house. I mean, think back, you never think people would be happy to be sitting in the car park with the sunshine and having their 3 or 4 pints and meeting friends and keeping their distance. And then the journey continued. Stranraer went down and won Munster, so we kind of two and a half years of constant football coming out of COVID, and just the feel-good factor up there. Like, Stranraer people are absolutely fabulous. There's great locals. And I'd like to thank all the people of Stranraer, even the players, the teams, the managers, all the locals, great people. There's a massive community up there.
What kind of reaction did you get to when you made the announcement that you're not taking on the lease past the 19th of April? What have people been saying to you?
A lot of them are in shock. But I my phone's been hopping out last week with well-wishers and asked me what am I going to do, and would you not think about it? And, you know, it's nice. It's nice to feel liked by people. But I get on great with all the regulars up there, and even new customers come in on a daily basis. A lot of people use the place for events and meetings, and I made great friends over the years up there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, look, Danny, it's been a great place. I know a lot of people love going there. Will you go back into the pub trade, or will you just take some time?
I'll take some time, and you never know what the future holds.
Brilliant. Okay, Danny, well, look, thanks for talking to us on the phone about that this morning. Yeah. Sorry,
I just like to thank my family. For all their help over the years. My wife Claire, Holly, Taylor, Kate, and Mia, they've been so good. And once again, the customers, they've been absolutely brilliant up there. I have one regular, he's 96, Paddy Griffin's his name. It's guys like Paddy know them. They'd break my heart going out the door. He comes in there a couple of evenings a week just to get over these kids and grandkids. Do you know what? Great people like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, people. Support your local bars. Go out and support them. Even if you don't want to, ring your neighbour and go down for an hour or two. Very important to keep the pub culture alive in Ireland.
Yeah, yeah, certainly is. Danny, listen, thanks very much for talking to us about that in the programme this morning. That's Danny Dean there, who's been running Club Bar at Kearns Rally's GA Club in Tralee. Won't be taking it on when the lease expires on April 19th. Says, look, it's just not the same business as it was. Gen Z are in a different mode, and the hours are longer, margins are tighter. Tougher in general. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us. That tell the story of elements of the pub trade and how it's changed over the last number of years. Get in touch with us on the programme. We've lots more on the way here.